listening to Marcus and Sandy on demand.
Variety, Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 6:07. It's Tuesday. Ed Sheeran right there with Beyonce. Ed Sheeran, who's wife? Are they married now? They just had a baby.
Cherry.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cherry. So she just had a baby, and he's got a song called Afterglow that's brand new, and we're going to play it this morning at about 7:30 if you like Ed Sheeran. Anyway, good morning.
I really like Sandy. That new song by him, by the way. It's really, really good.
Super cute. What did I see? Oh, I just saw that there's going to be rain today, tomorrow, clear Thursday, and then rain all weekend, and then it's going to be chilly too. Highs only in the
50s. Rain all weekend? I'm supposed to go to the Pinnacles on Saturday.
Well, let's call someone. Let's call someone and fix it.
This is my first hike of the new year. Come on, man. Mother Nature, take a break.
Put a slicker on and some rubbers. What are you worried about?
Some rubbers? Is that really what? All right, Marcus.
I just wanted to say rubbers and have it be okay. How are you?
Yesterday was funny. So you know how yesterday I got up at 2:30 and I couldn't go back to bed. I think it's just work anxiety. So in the middle of the day, I was definitely feeling a crash and I was like, all right, I need to go get espresso. I never drink espresso, but I decided I'm going to treat myself. So I went to Starbucks and I got a dirty chai, which is like a chai latte with espresso, but I got two shots of espresso. And let me tell you, within an hour, I was jumping at my desk. Like, literally, I was, like, jogging while I was doing work. And I was like, whoa, this is awesome.
This is what I need in the morning. What time
was it? It was in the afternoon, like 3 o'clock.
All right.
Now you felt wonderful. Like, I never really feel the caffeine kick in anymore. I think it's just because I drink it every day, you know, just regular coffee. But yesterday I was like in another galactic place. It was lovely. I was like, is this what people are talking about? I vacuumed, I cooked, I finished my work. I was like, what else can I do?
You sure it was just coffee?
Well, some very strong coffee.
Now,
I didn't drown it out with a pastry like I usually do.
Is this better or is this more effective than a cold brew, or is cold brew still the top of the mountain?
I still love cold brew, but I had to go out and do one other thing, so I treated myself to a hot drink. And it was raining, you know, hot drink, hot, you know, it felt right.
I went upstairs and I was like, oh, can't go outside, better stay inside and play video games. Can I get away with playing video games while my wife is social distance learning my daughter in the other room, or is that bad parenting? It's probably selfish dad move. I didn't do it. I thought about it. Jason will tell you, when you're a husband, you think about doing a lot of stuff, and in your head, you're super aggressive, but around your house?
In real life, no.
How many times do you make the right decision, Marcus?
I'm way more when I'm at home.
Yeah, that's because she can see you.
I know. I also woke up at 2:30 this morning. I was telling these guys off the air, I woke up at 2:30 this morning, and I looked at my alarm, and I go, oh, heck no. And I rolled over and tried to go back to sleep. And it was that moment that you always have where literally it felt like 10 seconds later, my 4 a.m. alarm went off. It literally felt like I was asleep for 10 seconds. I'm like, come on, this can't be right. But no, here we are.
That's anyway. The best. That means you got deep sleep.
God, I hope so. Jason, you good? Jason's back in the studio.
Yeah, it's only Tuesday, but you know, I'm trying to feel the positive 2021 vibes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hope that we got some good stuff coming this year, so. I'm ready.
How does my mic sound? Does my mic sound okay? Because I was jostling all my equipment yesterday, putting in some new monitors and whatnot. Does my mic, my levels okay? Not the light.
So. Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
You guys sound great.
Thanks, man.
I mean, we're on the air. We haven't screwed up yet. So, hey.
Everybody needs a Jason in their life. You guys sound great. Stay with us because we've got cash for you all morning. We have, it's called Easy Money. It's $1,000. We're going to do it 11 times. Include a $725 will be your next chance to win. And then on the way next...
There's a really funny story about a guy who was hooking up with a married woman, and he built a tunnel to her house just to cheat with her. Everything was fine until the husband found out. We'll talk about that 6:25.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 6:22. Hour from now, $1,000 for you to win. If you know how to text, you could win a grand. It's called Easy Money, and it's on the way. We've got it all day long, so be listening. Good morning.
Mm-hmm. We have keywords we're going to give out almost every hour, so be listening for that around 7:25. This story is so dumb, but it made us laugh. So this happened in Mexico. There was a guy who was, he's a construction worker, and he built a tunnel to cheat. Basically, he wasn't married, but the woman's house he was working on, she was married. So he built a tunnel that would... It basically came up behind the couch in her house. So if and when he would hook up with her, he would then leave through the tunnel so the husband would never find them. And the only reason he got caught is because the husband came home and found the tunnel.
Textbook Lifetime movie, is it not?
I mean, is it a Lifetime movie? I don't know.
I think so. Are you kidding? Your lover tunnels to the behind the couch? That's
true
love.
Yeah, but you know TV would make
something.
It like a glamorous tunnel. This thing was a dump. This thing was, I saw pictures of it. I was like, oh my God, like everything's fine until you actually see it. Then you're like, oh my God, you travel through that? Oh.
Can you imagine you're Alberto, you do the tunnel, and on the final day you break through behind the couch, take your lover in your arms, but you're too wiped to do anything? Like, can I get 15 minutes of sandwich and a nap? Can I get a shot of tequila and a couple of taquitos,
well,
please?
What do we always laugh about on this show is how far out of the way people will go to cheat, especially men. Like the lengths they will go to do shady stuff. And this is just, I don't know why this story makes me laugh. The dude built a damn tunnel. That is manual labor.
If you're a guy and as soon as you're not thinking with your brain anymore, if you know what I mean, you will do anything to get where you want to be. I'm trying to keep it anyway, but Alberto took it to the next level. Like he literally in his head, this was a good idea. And now, did he tunnel from his house? That's the only part I can't figure out.
I don't think it was his house. I think it was the house that he was working on, her house.
Right. Okay.
So he built a tunnel under the couch that led underground and back outside.
She probably looked at him and was like, how are we going to work this out? I want to see you again. And he was like, I'll be right back.
Don't worry.
Hold my beer. This needs to be a movie. How is this not a movie on some level? Because the husband comes home early, and I guess Alberto, I guess he caught them in the act. And so if you could just visualize, Alberto goes running out of the room. Maybe he's got boxers on. Maybe he doesn't. He goes diving behind the couch. And the husband thinks he's going to run back there and beat him up, and he's gone.
Here's what sucks the worst. It isn't even that they were cheating, like that she was being unfaithful. It's that now who's going to pay the bill to fix that damn tunnel? Like now you got a hole in your house.
You
got to
close up the tunnel. You know how expensive concrete is? And the husband dove in after Alberto and chased him all the way through the tunnel. Because those are the two things. It's you're no longer, Alberto was no longer thinking with his brain, and all the husband was thinking was, this guy disrespected me, disrespected my wife. And then they got in a brawl. Like it ended in a brawl. Ridiculous. Calm down, Alberto. Online dating.
I would never want to be cheated on, but if I was cheated on and then found a secret tunnel, that's when you know, like, this relationship is doomed. Like, why don't we just end this? You created a tunnel. We left a long time ago. Forget it.
Once you find the tunnel behind the couch, that's a clear sign that it might be over. All right.
Right.
6:25. We're going to check what's trending in a little bit.
Yeah, it looks like Olivia Wilde is dating Harry Styles. That is a couple I never saw coming, but we'll give you the details at 6:50.
More music, more variety, Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 6:40. Going to be cold today, so bundle up. Highs only in the 50s all over the bay. It's going to be chilly. Anyway, good morning.
Felt nice to get a coffee yesterday and just have a warm coffee on a rainy day.
In your hands.
Yeah, that and soup are so great for this weather.
Mm-hmm.
There was a moment that happened at my parents' house over Christmas, and I just wanted to mention it to see if like I'm making something out of nothing or if it's a little bit weird. So my parents and I, for the holidays, we were supposed to go to Las Vegas. Obviously, that was canceled. And I know how much they love their slot machines, just like their daughter. So I got them Las Vegas socks, like, you know, just theme socks. But inside each sock, I hit $100. So they're looking at the socks, like each of them are on the couch. And I said, hey, guys, look inside the socks. And my mom pulled out the $100. Oh, Sandra, this is so Sandra, you didn't have to do this. And my dad looked at it and put it in his wallet immediately. Is that weird? Like, why was he so immediate with it? I'm like, Dad, we're not going to take it from you.
He don't want to lose it.
Is that what that is?
Yes. Because I do the same thing. I don't know if it's a guy thing or if it's an old. I'm not that much of an old man, but like. The chances of him, thank you. The chances of him forgetting that the cash is in the socks is very high.
I'm like, does daddy have a secret stash somewhere? Like, it was very protective and it kind of Like, then I made a joke. I'm like, you know, the rent in my apartment's ridiculous and prices are going down. I'm like, maybe I should just save some money and move back in with you guys for a few months.
Whoa.
And the first thing out of his mouth, well, Sandra, I know you do pay rent at your place, so mommy and I would have to make sure you paid rent here. I'm like,
oh my God.
The first thing you said? Like, I was just joking, but my, what is this?
I think you just got side hustled by your dad.
I did.
He's thinking about adding an extra line to his budget.
Totally.
No, you know, back to the original question about jamming the hundreds into the wallet. That's also dozens of years of your mom browbeating him. Tom, make sure you put it in your wallet. I swear to God, because guys, and Jason, you're laughing in the studio, but you know this. Jason's a little bit, he's a little bit different animal. He's actually organized.
No, I would do the exact same thing. I would put it away right away.
Really?
But my point,
yeah.
But my point being.
I always go to a dark place. I'm like, what is my dad hiding? Is he getting weird? What's
so you think he's like hiding it and then so he can like spend it on illicit services or something?
Illicit services. Please elaborate, Jason. What are you referring to?
It's that he didn't even take the second to be excited about it. That he
doesn't want to get yelled at by your mom.
Why? She got $100 too.
No, because she's going to look at him and go, Tom, make sure you put that in your wallet because you're going to lose it.
So
I guarantee.
So the whole thing was about fearing the wrath of the wife?
This is one of my theories. The other theory is he's just been, these are things that happen when you have outside female influences, because women are a lot smarter than we are. For me, this is how it goes. If you gave me two socks with $100 in each sock, they might still be in the gift bag on the dining table right now, because I just, is great. We had our moment. I opened it up. You're awesome. But if I don't put it in my wallet right away, it might not happen in a timely fashion. And then the socks get thrown in the wash with $100 in them. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
he's been conditioned by your mom. I guarantee you should ask him. I'd like to know
I'm
now.
I'm not going to. It's too much of a weird conversation. I just wanted to know if I was making something out of nothing, which I probably am, as usual. But whatever.
No. How are you going to crap on your dad? He was being responsible. That's what he was doing.
Well, it's just these weird little money things with him. You know what I mean? Like, he's always trying to save money. And then it was just not even a thank you. It was the immediate, I'm taking this and I'm putting it in my wallet. Like, what, you're going to go to the casino right now? Are you aware it's Christmas Day?
He's also a crow at a shiny quarter. Like, when crows see quarters, they go nuts. And he saw $100 and he was like, this is coming
with
me.
This is my jackpot? Okay.
Yeah, this is nobody's snatching this. But yeah, there you go.
All right.
Anyway, 6:44. We're going to check what's trending in a little bit.
Yeah, new couple, Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde. We'll give you all the details on how that went down coming up in about two songs.
Plus, don't forget your cash in about 45 minutes. Okay, What am I talking about? $1,000 easy money at 7:25. Your chance to text and win. Thanks for waking up with us, man. It's Star 101.3.
Now, it's What's Trending with Marcus and Sandy.
Entertainment news, local and national headlines, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
What's Trending on Star 101.3.
I saw this headline last night and I was like, what? Olivia Wilde is dating Harry Styles. So first of all, I didn't even know that she and Jason Sudeikis broke up, but I guess they broke up late last year. And she hired Harry Styles to work on a movie that she's directing. And they're definitely closer than co-stars because over the weekend, this last weekend, they were together at a wedding holding hands. And that's all we know. He's 26. She's 36. And that's all I got. But
what is that? You know what? School's in session, sucker. Sorry.
I love that Harry Styles, like, he is a Casanova. He gets the ladies, man. Louis Capaldi is taking a social media break. He said online, it's been the most incredible few years, and it means the world to have the support from all of you. I'm going to bleep off for a wee bit to crack down and finish that second album. Reminded me of Ed Sheeran, who also is really good about social media breaks. Speaking of Ed Sheeran, he has a new song called...
Wait. Just so you know, who discovered Louis Capaldi?
Was it him?
Ed Sheeran.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yep, they're bros.
Oh, that's awesome. Ed Sheeran has a new song called Afterglow. And if you haven't heard it, I think you're really going to like it. We are going to be playing it today at 7:30. So get ready for that. And probably one of my favorite stories, UFO sighting in Hawaii. You know, I love anything with UFOs.
Right.
It was in Oahu last week. It wasn't the typical, you know, disc that everyone thinks. This one was more oblong and it was blue, and then it faded into the ocean. I love the quote from the local on the in this article. This girl goes, "I look up and then I was like, oh, S." And then I guess her and her husband, they followed it for 3 miles and then it fell into the ocean without making a sound, which I thought was really, really cool. So we do have a video of that on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram. So give it a follow.
What do I have for you? National days. It's National Whipped Cream Day. Also National Keto Day. Not a bad pull for a diet in the new year. I'm reading that airlines are slowly but surely coming back. Travel is up to its highest level since before the pandemic, which is, I guess, good news for the travel industry. Hopefully it doesn't spread the virus. In that vein, there is a hotel in Kentucky. If you're a fan of the Queen's Gambit, they now have a room inspired by the show. It's the Harmon Room, which is Beth Harmon's last name. It's got like chess pieces dangling from the ceiling and all kinds of turn of the century decor. So that's something that you can look into. And then I'm reading, of course, the talk shows are back, but they're not going to be filmed in studio. James Corden's going to be filming in his garage, and then Jimmy Kimmel also going to be filming in his living room. So just FYI, if you watch
the
late night shows.
A lot of the shows now are doing like Kelly Clarkson. She's there. Her guest is there, but the guests in the audience are all on computer screens in their home.
Yeah, it's kind of like how we did the iHeartRadio Music Festival, where
right.
where everybody watching was on an iPad or something, and the artist was in the studio. It's the new normal for right now. And then I'm kind of in love with The Rock again. He was recently named the most likable person in the world. He talked about it on his Instagram. He said when he was 15, he got suspended from school, and he had an epiphany when he heard the quote, "It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice." And he says that life is so much easier when you're not an a-hole. I should just get that t-shirt, to be honest with you. That's a life lesson to take with you today. And in that vein, he just gifted a brand new Ford F-150 to a wrestling coach in Hawaii who took him in as a teenager when he and his mom were homeless. The guy also gave him his last $40 so The Rock could buy his new car. So he said, you know what? I'm going to lace you up. And he bought him a new Ford F-150. It's the cutest video ever. If you want to see it and you love The Rock, go to the Marcus and Sandy Facebook page right now.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3, it's Marcus and Sandy, and it is time for Second Date Update. You know how we roll.
If you're new to the show, we do this every single day, and it's a huge hit. People
yeah.
try to go on dates, and we hope they work out, but sometimes you don't hear back from the person you went out with. We will call them and figure out what's going on.
You know what sucks is that dating is touch and go right now to begin with because COVID, and this just got to make it even worse.
Yeah.
Greg has been holding. Greg?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Greg.
Good morning.
All right, so we got your email about Gene. So just tell us a little bit about how you guys met, and did you do an in-person date? Was it a Zoom?
Yeah, it was actually a FaceTime date.
Oh, okay.
And we met on Match, and things just were flowing. We had a really great flow of conversation that we decided to maybe do a FaceTime date before we meet up in person.
How do you keep from being creepy on the screen? Do you have like an influencer light or anything that you clip onto your laptop?
No. No, we actually did it like at sunset. You know, it was kind of a nice like, you know, that like glowy light time where it's not too creepy. It's not
sure.
nighttime.
Okay.
It was good. We had a glass of wine and cheers each other.
God, it is so hard to do any kind of phone date with your phone in your house, at least for me. Like if I'm in my living room, forget it. The lighting's horrible.
Oh, it's terrible.
Kitchen,
the background's terrible.
Kitchen a little bit better. The background's always terrible in my house. Unless I'm in front of one picture from Cost Plus that I have. Other than that, it's just a boring.
Is this your desert landscape?
This is my desert landscape.
Yeah.
So Greg, did you like take her around the house or did you stay in one place?
Yeah, well, you know, we were smiling and laughing and having a good time, and it was flowing. And I basically, you know, gave her a tour of my apartment because I felt like that was
why not
a natural
sure.
progression.
Sure.
And then she gave me a tour of hers, we were talking about friends and family, and we were just laughing. It was such a great conversation, and you know, it's really hard, especially because you mentioned like. A FaceTime date can be super awkward. It's a first date that you're
right.
not even in front of each other.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. It was great. And, you know, I wrapped it up by saying how I really look forward to seeing her again. And she said the same. So now I'm kind of bummed out that I haven't heard anything.
Did you reach out to her on text?
What maybe. I did. I sent her a follow-up text, and you know, that night to say how much I enjoyed it, and the next morning I wished her a good morning and hope she had a good day. And
oh,
it's been radio silence.
Nothing.
Oh.
Huh? Okay. This sucks.
Well, we will call her. You know the drill. Just try to stay quiet on the other line, and we'll see if she can tell us what's going on. Okay.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Of course.
We're gonna play a song. We'll get to it. It's Second Date Update. Star 101.3. Hang on. More music, more variety. Star 101.3, it's Marcus and Sandy. We are doing Second Date Update right now.
We've been talking to Greg. So Greg met Jean on Match, and you guys ended up doing a FaceTime date over the weekend. And you said it was great chemistry, and you both like did a little tour of your apartments, which I think is really cute. She said she wanted to see you again, but has not gotten back to your text. So I'm sure you've heard our segment. We're going to give her a call right now. Try not to say anything, and we'll see what happens.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Jean?
This is.
Hi, Jean. This is actually Marcus and Sandy. We are on a morning show on Star 101.3. Have you heard our show?
Sup, Jean?
Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, totally.
Hey.
So I know it's a little random. We do a segment every day called Second Date Update, and we talk to people out in the dating world, and we may or may not have heard from someone who recently kind of met up with you.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, don't you be coy with me.
Do you know a
Greg?
Guy named Greg?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. We met online, and we like chatted on FaceTime recently.
Okay. So basically, he let us know that he had a great time and he'd like to see you again. And he's getting the feeling that you're just not talking to him at all. And we're just trying to help him out. So would you mind telling us a little bit about the date? Was it fun? Was it weird? Are you seeing someone else?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I was really hopeful going in. I mean, he was really cute, and it was a good, you know, time talking. It just was, like, almost right away, though, it got, like, really hard to hear him, and it was a little annoying and kind of aggravating because there was this really loud bird like squawking in the background, like very loud, like
a
I
bird?
Could barely even hear him talking. The bird was loud. Yeah, a bird.
Like a parrot?
So well, that I asked him, you know, about it, and he pretty much, you know, he was like, oh, yeah, my pet parrot is in the living room. And so he showed me the bird, and it was like really pretty, and you know, nice that he has a pet parrot, I guess. But I couldn't even like concentrate. I couldn't hear anything. And I finally said something because I was kind of hoping like, well, maybe he could just like go sit somewhere else where I could actually like concentrate and hear him talk. But instead he goes like, oh, if you think this is bad, he then went into the other room, and I guess he has like a second bedroom that he uses as an office or something. And there were two more birds in there that were so loud. And now there's like all these birds squawking. It sounds like a rainforest, like Zoo Central. And I couldn't believe it. It was like all hell was breaking loose.
Okay,
there. I couldn't hear a word.
Jean, Greg is actually on the phone with us right now.
Greg?
Hi, Jean.
Oh.
This isn't weird at all.
So I don't want to make anyone feel worse, but Greg, do you have a lot of animals at home?
Well, yeah, I literally have loved animals, and I have a huge heart. I love all kinds of animals, and I mean, I talked about that before we had our FaceTime, but I didn't think that having a few pets would have made or break a date. And you know, animals are great. I hope to have a bigger house and have even more animals. They're kind of like your, you know, some people like to have kids, some people like to have animals.
Gene, where are we at? Because he seems to be
I think animals are cool too, and but three birds and the cat, there was also a cat, like in an apartment is a lot of animals. And I mean, maybe birds like aren't my thing. I mean, it was a lot of activity going on. Like, I can't imagine what it would be like being there.
All right. Is this a deal breaker?
I mean, just being on FaceTime was annoying. Like, I can't date somebody whose house is like constantly in chaos. You know, it wouldn't work for me. No.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 7:20. It's Tuesday morning. You've cashed in about 5 minutes. $1,000, easy money for you to text and win. Don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. We're going to give you a keyword in a few minutes.
Show.
So a lot of us did not have the holiday we expected. Obviously, we had to pretty much downscale everything. And that's really hard, especially for Marcus, because at the end of the year, it's his wife's birthday. And if you're new to the show, if you're not new to the show, what you need to know now is Marcus lives for trying to impress his wife. Am I wrong on that?
I thought you were just going to call me whipped right there. Like it would have been
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Everybody knows that. It's okay. That's not a bad thing. So her birthday was end of December.
Yes. A couple things to know about somebody who has a birthday near a major holiday. In my wife's case, when we first started dating 10 years ago, she was very explicit and said, we don't combine anything. Christmas does not get combined with my birthday. It's please two separate gifts, two separate cards, two separate events. So we've always done it up big. You know, for her 40th, we went to Cabo. We went to Vegas. We've gone here. We've gone there. Well, pandemic, we can't go anywhere. And so I thought, why not bring the fancy restaurant experience to my house? And I did it up, bro. Like four courses. We had a cheese course. And if you're a food nerd, you're going to dig this. We had triple cream brie, manchego, truffle almonds. We had those little crispy toasts to put everything on. You could drizzle it with some local honey.
Things have a name?
What?
Or do you just call them crispy toasts?
Oh, they're called crostinis.
Oh, crostinis. Oh, my God. So douchey.
I know. Not douchey. Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay.
I bought a caviar kit for two.
A caviar kit for two.
My friends over at 25 Plus cooked me up. And you bring in caviar and you get creme fraiche and I micro chopped the red onion to super, super tiny. You throw a little dill, you get more of those little toasts and you build little caviar boats. And then the third course was the best steak in the world. If you know anything about steak, Wagyu beef, this was 5A Wagyu, top of the line, cost about $150 a pound. You can only eat 2 ounces because it's so fatty Fatterson. It's like eating butter. It's beautiful.
Where did you get all this stuff from?
I just went and I'm the guy that gets stuff. My wife knows that about me. You want something, we'll get something. And then my finishing move, Sandy, this was going to kill it. I made risotto and then I had a black truffle flown in from Italy. And I was going to come out of the kitchen with the truffle shaver and just make it rain on her risotto.
Oh, my God.
I know you guys don't get me, but anybody who eats food.
No, that's like French laundry, right?
That's exactly.
You wanted to replicate going to a.
Correct.
Five-star, seven-course restaurant.
Yes. I even put my chef's coat on, the one that's got my name on it. And I killed it. I killed every single course. I cooked the steak perfectly. The risotto was perfectly seasoned. I came out of the back. I could work this first time I'd ever worked a truffle shaver, no problem. And she even took a slow-mo video and everything was beautiful. But because I also gave her COVID for Christmas, she couldn't taste anything.
Oh no.
How
did she say in the middle of eating? Like this is great.
I was like an eight-year-old kid. So, can you taste that? Nope.
Oh, the worst.
And knowing that I'm the one that gave her the Rona, happy holidays.
What's up with the blame? I mean, it's a virus. You can't
help where
you got it or that you... Yeah, but stop with the blaming yourself. Like, you can't help that you got it. It sucks. I gave it to you. My parents gave it to me. We, unfortunately, all have it.
I'm just telling you what was going on in my head. I don't want to belabor that.
This is a guilt dinner, is basically what this was.
No. I would have done this either way, but I was hedging my bets to that she would have gotten her taste back. And then the risotto came. I'm like, can you taste that? She's like, a little bit.
Oh no. That's the worst as someone who did have it when you just, I was trying to smell my coffee grounds, I couldn't smell anything. I was like, this sucks.
That was worse than the cough. It was worse than the aches and pains was the fact that and again, no disrespect to somebody who got it worse than I did. But
yeah,
the worst
we had
thing
a very mild
was,
case. We're
we
lucky,
really did. But... And we were lucky and blessed for that. But the fact that you couldn't taste anything, but
I knew the dinner was good. Like, I sat down with
a picture.
I've got a few. I should post them. But I sat down with a gigantic smile on my face, and I think she appreciated the thought. But, you know, so I don't know. But anyway, it was fun. It was fun to do. I would recommend to anybody if they could get and do it, try to do a 4-course dinner. And it was super fun. But yeah, the fact that she couldn't taste it was very anticlimactic.
That's womp, womp, womp.
Yeah, it was a total womp, womp. Anyway, 7:25, it is time to win some cash. You want to get $1,000 easy money? Here we go.
You know, the news can be depressing.
I can't. I can't.
It's time for some good news with Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.
Oh, good news is back. Just trying to put a smile on your face. We do it at 7:40 and 8:40 weekday mornings. If you're brand new to the show, we appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Sandy, tell me some good news.
This is such a cute story coming out of New York. There's a little 5-year-old girl named Ariana Chopra, and she took her savings, her piggy bank savings, and she did a little creative project for people in a nursing home near where she lives. She made them 200 cards because she found out there were 200 residents, and she wanted them to feel less alone for the holidays. So she sent them all cards. She bought them a cake. She bought them decorations for their nursing home. And she said now she's hoping once it's safe to be in person, she can meet them all and keep in touch.
I missed the first part. How old is she?
She's 5. That's why I thought you would love this story. I know you have a 6-year-old. I know you're melting right now.
Forget it. Yeah. I mean, on so many levels. I mean, I've got my dad down here, and I'm broadcasting live from his apartment. He's 85. He's basically my senior citizen. Anytime my daughter makes him a card, or he's still got the happy birthday rainbow, happy birthday abuelo rainbow signs that she made him like 3 years ago. They're decorating the house. Man, your seniors are so lonely, especially right now. Just reach out.
Yes.
What a sweet little girl.
So to get a card from a little girl, like, that's just the cutest little image ever.
200 of them, huh? And a cake?
Yeah, 200. And she used her piggy bank savings. Come on.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
Hey, we're doing good news right now. And I just want to highlight The Rock because he did something amazing. There was an old wrestling coach that took The Rock in when he was 15 because he was homeless. He and his mom had just gotten kicked out of their apartment. And he said, you know, this guy should have said, heck no, I'm not taking in some kid I don't know. But he did. We became lifelong friends. And then same wrestling coach, his name is Bruno, gave The Rock his last $40 to buy him a car. So The Rock went out here recently, and it's on the Marcus and Sandy Facebook. If you want to watch the video, he just gifted him a Ford F-150. And he says,
wow.
You know, your kindness and heart helped to change my life's trajectory. And then he took it a step further. He basically guaranteed this guy a retirement. He says, when you're ready to retire, you just say the word. What does this even mean? I don't know. But when The Rock says, I got you covered, like, I'm cruising for the rest of my days. This is just so great. You should see the two of them together. This old guy just took a chance, and here he is. He's The Rock, and he changed his life trajectory. That was the most important lesson to me. Sometimes people just need to be pointed in the right direction. I just thought that was pretty great. Again, if you want to watch the video of him gifting this gentleman the car, go like Marcus and Sandy up on Facebook. It's up there right now. You can check it out. We'll check what's trending next on Star 101.3. We want to give you some new music right now. If you have not heard the new Ed Sheeran, this is called Afterglow.
Now, it's What's Trending with Marcus and Sandy.
Entertainment news, local and national headlines, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
What's Trending on Star 101.3.
So it looks like Olivia Wilde is dating Harry Styles. Did not realize she and Jason Sudeikis broke up, but I guess they did last year. She and Harry Styles were holding hands at a wedding over the weekend. She actually hired him to work on a movie she's directing, and looks like they got a little close, and now they're dating. So
the spark happens.
It does. The spark does happen. Louis Capaldi is going to be taking a social media break to work on his next album. He said, going to bleep off for a wee bit now to crack on and finish this second album. It's been an incredible few years. You know, what's so funny is, you know, we play two of his songs on our station, and it seems like he's been around forever, but he just has that one album. So now he's working on album number 2. And just focusing on that.
I just want to hang with that guy. I want him to come to the studio toss back a couple of pints, probably not at the studio, but like,
well,
it just seems
really
fun.
Well, if people don't follow Louis Capaldi online, how would you describe his persona?
He just doesn't care. He's very self-deprecating. He knows his place in life, and I think he appreciates it. He appreciates all of his success. He seems like the guy that discovered him. He seems like Ed Sheeran. I've met Ed a few times, and every single time, he's just the dopest dude. He's just very down to earth.
Well, he does not take himself seriously, and it's always nice to be around people like that because you just realize, like, oh, I can actually relax and laugh for a minute. That's nice. And he's that guy. So, he's taking a little bit of a break. One of my favorite videos is a UFO sighting in Hawaii. It was like a blue oblong kind of object. It wasn't the disc that everyone thinks, over the water. And then it kind of slowly faded and sank into the water. No sound. One of the locals followed it for 3 miles. And she said, I looked up and I was like, oh, S. That was their official quote. I don't know why that made me laugh, but because that's what all of us would say. Right. But anyways, we do have a video of that on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram. Give it a follow.
You know what? I would normally make fun of you, but they actually called the FAA on this one because it was like legit.
Well, you know, not for nothing, but if you are, into that kind of stuff, as I am, there's a documentary I'm watching right now called Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, and it's fascinating. It's on Amazon Prime, and it's really great.
Okay, now I'm going to make fun of you. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I know. It's just neat. It's neat.
What am I reading? Elon Musk, Tesla, SpaceX, like you don't know who Elon Musk is, but he's apparently sold all of his California homes. He's moved out of the Bay to Texas and is keeping through on his promise that he is going to get rid of all of his worldly possessions. Now, he's also moved to...
So Elon Musk is a billionaire, but also a drifter?
I guess. Like, stop painting yourself out to be a Shaolin monk, because the guy's just going to be living in hotel rooms. Come on. He's the second richest man on the planet.
And getting
literally
high with Joe Rogan.
It's Thursday. What else do I have for you? Okay, so the shows are back. The late shows are back. The Late Late Show with James Corden. Also, Jimmy Kimmel is back, and they have both said they're not going back to the studio to film. Corden's actually going to do his show out of his garage, which I think is... I don't know why that's hilarious to me, but it seems pretty spectacular. And then... Kimmel's going to be doing his out of his living room. So that's the update on that. What else? It is National Whipped Cream Day, National Keto Day. And then if you're a big fan of the Queen's Gambit, which I am, there is a hotel in Kentucky where Beth Harmon, the star of the show or the main character, grew up. It's the Museum Hotel in Lexington, and they have the Queen's Gambit room, the Harmon room, and it's got decorated with all kinds of king and queen decanters. There is a ceiling of chess pieces, kind of like they had in the show. If you are a fan of that, that is something you can book. Air travel is up, Sandy. You'll be happy. Not saying they're out of the woods, but the travel is at the highest level since before the pandemic. I'm not sure if that's good news or bad news, but I guess it's certainly good news for the airline industry. And then we talked about this earlier doing good news. The Rock recently named the most likable person in the world, and he just gifted an old wrestling coach who took him in when he was homeless a brand new Ford F-150. It's the cutest. Yeah. He paid it forward straight up. It's the cutest video ever. If you want to see it, go to the blog, 1013.com, and click Marcus and Sam.
That's what's trending today in the Bay.
Now you know what to talk about with your friends, even if it's over Zoom.
Get caught up every morning at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50 a.m.
And connect anytime with the Marcus and Sandy blog at 1013.com.
More music, more variety, Star 1013. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 8:05. I'm laughing because I just found the perfect meme for Dry January. I can't really describe it. You just have to go look. It's go follow Marcus and Sandy up on Instagram, and you're either here or you're actually doing Dry January. Don't know.
Okay. You used to do Dry January. And if you are participating in it, I think that's awesome. I'm not, but I have not had anything to drink in a few days, and it feels good. My whole body needs a detox.
I didn't have anything to drink last night. That's a win for me.
Oh my God. But we are curious, if you are participating, how's it going so far? Because, New Year's was on Friday, then we had Saturday, right. Sunday. That's a tough one. So let us know on our Facebook page, Marcus and Sandy.
Yeah, hit us up. Coming up next, we're going to talk about a guy who took cheating to the next level. He built a tunnel to his lover's house. Oh, yeah, her husband found out. More music, more variety. Star 101.3, it's Marcus and Sandy. Zed, Clarity. God, remember partying? All I was thinking about while that song was on was like fist pumping in the club, holding a couple of vodka sodas around people, probably spitting on each other inadvertently.
What I would give to go to an EDM or an electronica concert right now. I would do it right now if we could.
It's 8:21. Reminder, we're going to have cash for you, $1,000 easy money, literally in 4 minutes. Get ready to text that keyword to win.
I'm just going to read the headline because this story made me laugh. Man gets wasted, legally changes his name to Celine Dion. We've all, you know, well, not all of us, but if you've ever had a few too many, you know, sometimes you do things you're ashamed of. Maybe you online stalk or send a message or a text or you call people, whatever. So this guy's a huge Celine Dion fan. He lives in Canada and his name is Thomas, 30 years old. He didn't even remember. He was drinking champagne and it was a Magnum, I guess?
It was a Magnum, which is two bottles of champagne, which is effectively eight big glasses.
So he got, I think he blacked out because he did not remember.
I can't even do eight glasses.
Dude, champagne will knock you out.
I love the first paragraph of the New York Post. It says, a Celine Dion superfan in the UK got drunk and legally changed his name to hers and then promptly forgot about it. But it's all coming back to him now.
Oh my God, with the cheesy,
the best.
Cheesy lines.
I know.
So basically, he didn't remember anything. You know, he listens to her music all the time. He watched a Christmas special. Then he went online and it cost $122. He filled out the online application. And a few days later, he came home from work and he found an envelope waiting for him that said Mr. Celine Dion.
Yeah.
And he didn't even remember doing this. And now he said he loves it and he's keeping it.
That's my favorite part of the story is he's leaning all the way in because I thought I was going to get halfway down the story and was going to be like a horrific realization. Oh my God, what do I do now? I'll never be able to get a credit card. How do I fix this? This is horrible. Perhaps I have a problem. Perhaps I have a drinking, but none of this entered his mind. He's like, he literally said, I'm going to lean into this until it causes me too many problems. He wants it.
So how does this work now? His name is Thomas. Do we just start calling him Celine?
Name is Celine, Sandy. He paid for it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I love that he's a super fan. I listened to Celine Dion over the break. I get it. Her and Josh Groban singing The Prayer. Andrea Bocelli. I was like all into that song over the break. So I get it. But God, that's the scariest thing. If you've ever, you know, been near alcohol with your phone, with the internet nearby, with a credit card, you got to be real careful.
My most embarrassing moment in that regard is so basic. I was at a Super Bowl party at a restaurant, and you're going to think I'm a toolbox. This was many years ago. I thought our server was really hot, and I had way too many whiskeys, and then I just stood up, and the place is packed because it was in Seattle, and the Seahawks were in the Super Bowl, and I stood up, and over the roar of the crowd, I walked over to her. I go, hey. You're hot.
What'd she say?
Can I have fun? I couldn't even talk. I was so not sober. And she just looked at me and shook her head. And I walked off.
That wasn't horrible.
Dumb.
I thought you were going to say you peed in public.
That's all I got. But it's so basic. But in the moment, it felt like the right thing to do. That's the worst part about alcohol. That's the headline.
No inhibitions. I've sent a couple of like cute messages hoping to hear back. And then I'm like, why did I do that? That was dumb.
Oh, the review of the text the morning after? Forget it. When you have to, then you have to do the apology text or the apology phone call.
And then you wonder, should I even do that? Because then that's, you know, calling to the effect of, oh, oopsies, I contacted you and I shouldn't have. It's a slippery slope.
We're talking about a guy who drank eight glasses of champagne and an entire Magnum to himself and then legally changed his name to Celine Dion and he loves it. I also love the part of the story. He's very impulsive. I guess for a birthday party, he had Princess Elsa dressed up and performing in his driveway, the soundtrack of Frozen, which is frankly something I could see being done at my house, not for me. But secretly, I'd be into it. I love this story. Anyway, 8:25, we talked about cash coming up here in a couple of minutes. That's on the way. We're also going to check what's trending in a bit.
Yeah, we'll talk about Harry Styles. Looks like him and Olivia Wilde are now dating. All those details coming up at 8:50.
All right, you ready to win $1,000 cash? Text away.
You know, the news can be depressing.
I can't.
It's time for some good news with Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.
do good news. It's 7:40 and 8:40 weekday mornings. If you're new to the show, this is literally just to give you the feels. We want to put a smile on your face. This hour, it's brought to you by Shreve & Company. Shreve & Company. Luxury timepieces, fine designers, and flawless diamonds. That's what happens when you have too many windows open on your computer. Sandy, tell me some good news.
All right, my good news is really cute. It's about a little girl in New York. Her name is Ariana Chopra. And over the Christmas holiday break, she sent 200 cards to a nursing home because she wanted to cheer up the residents. Here's a few seconds of her talking.
So in my mind, I got an idea of making cards for the people in the nursing home who cannot go out, meet their friends, and meet their family because of the coronavirus.
So this little girl made 200 cards. She had money in her piggy bank, and she spent that money on a cake for them. She made them decorations. Like, she doesn't know anyone there. She just feels bad that they can't be with family.
She's melting my face right now. Can you please play her again, Jason?
So in my mind, I got an idea of making cards for the people in the nursing home who cannot go out, meet their friends, and meet their family because of the coronavirus.
I have a 6-year-old daughter. If I was Ariana's dad, I would be bawling. I would be, you would not be able to stop the waterworks. Because as a parent, that's all you want is for your kid to be kind and thoughtful. Be good human, raise good humans. That's amazing. She's 5?
Yeah, and she's hoping after the COVID stuff settles down, she can go and meet them. Because she wants to see who got the cards. Isn't that cute?
And you know, you think about yourself as a senior citizen maybe you can't see your family. Well, no, not even maybe. You can't see
your family. So isolating anyways, right?
Because, yeah, it's isolating anyway. Maybe your own family's forgotten about you. Like, let's be real. And now, you know, you throw COVID on top of that. Nobody can come visit. And a little girl you don't even know sends you a card? Forget it.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to do my story. 100% goes to Ariana right now. I'm done. I'm not crying. You're crying. Anyway, that's our good news. If you have something to share or you see something up online, you can always tag us up at Marcus and Sandy or go like the Marcus and Sandy Facebook page and make sure you drop us a note, okay? We're going to take a check of what's trending next on Star 101.3.
Now it's What's Trending with Marcus and Sandy.
Entertainment news, local and national headlines, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
What's Trending on Star 101.3.
All right, that is brought to you by Squeeze.com. Juice cleanses, order yours today. So Olivia Wilde dating Harry Styles. They were seen at a wedding last weekend holding hands. I guess her and Jason Sudeikis broke up last year, didn't even know about that. And she hired Harry Styles to work on a movie that she's directing, and one thing led to another, and now they are straight up dating.
Wow.
He's got some swag, man. Women love Harry Styles.
Yeah, and some dudes. I mean, let's be real. The guy's
got charismatic. He's funny. Yeah. He's young. He's 26. She's 36. I've seen so many pictures of people he's worked with that end up thinking like, wow, he's really charming. Like he's just got it, you know.
Mm-hmm. He might be a star.
Probably, if he hit on me, I'm not going to say no.
me neither. We do it cocktails or not.
So Louis Capaldi is going to be taking a social media break. He's going to work on his next album, but he said, I'm going to bleep off for a wee bit now to crack on and finish the second album. So if you don't see him online, that is why. Just like Ed Sheeran, they both are really good about taking time off of social media, which I think would be good for all of us if we could do. If you have the luxury of doing that, it's quite nice. There was a UFO sighting in Hawaii, and you know I love these stories because anything with UFOs I'm obsessed with. There's some video on our Instagram, Marcus and Sandy. It's a blue oblong mass, and this couple followed it in their car for like 3 miles, and then it silently sunk into the ocean. No sound. It just went in and faded away. It was crazy. So if you want to see that, that's on our Instagram.
Do you think it was extraterrestrial or a government test of some sort of vehicle?
I think extraterrestrial. I do.
Well, let's hope.
I hope it is. I do. I would welcome them at this point.
Let's see. It's National Whipped Cream Day today, National Keto Day today. If you are a fan of the Queen's Gambit, there is a hotel in Kentucky called the
Museum Hotel in Lexington. This is where the story takes place. They have the Beth Harmon room, and they have king and queen decorations and decanters and chandeliers. So if you're into Queen's Gambit, this might be your spot. Speaking of which, travel is up. Travel is at its highest since pre-pandemic, which is bad news for spreading the virus, I suppose, but good news for the airline industry. But people are definitely getting on more flights. What else am I reading? Oh, all the late night shows are back, and I guess they're not returning to the studio. In fact, James Corden says the late late show is going to be filmed from his garage. I feel very close to James Corden because I'm doing this show from my dad's in-law apartment, and it you know, Jimmy Kimmel's going to be doing his from his living room, so that's still going to be going on. Let's see. Elon Musk is making good on his promise to unload all of his worldly possessions. He just sold three houses in the Bay. He's moving to Texas. And this all sounds very kind of existential and, oh, he's going to be a nomad in the desert. But I think it just equates to him living in hotels for the rest of his life, doesn't it?
I mean, I like the idea of a minimalist lifestyle.
Sure.
How can you do that as Elon Musk, one of the richest men in the world?
The second richest man in the world. I mean, yeah. Look, I don't want to judge the guy. Time will tell, but I just see him, you know, taking up residence at the Four Seasons TFN. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I love this story about The Rock, who was recently named the most likable person in this world. He talked about it on his Instagram, and he said when he was 15, he got suspended from school, and he had an epiphany because of a quote that he heard. The quote was, "It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice." And then he says, quote, "Life is so much easier when you're not an a-hole." And I just, those are words to live by. In that
vein. It's one of those adult children's book.
Oh, wait. You know, the children's book would be some of the best advice I ever got, which I would pass on to anybody, including my daughter. Don't be an a-hole. Nobody likes an a-hole. If you just take that advice with you your whole life, you would be fine. I'm still working on it. In that vein, The Rock, he just gifted an old wrestling coach who took him in when he was homeless in 15, a brand new Ford F-150. The cutest video of him presenting the truck to this guy. He also told him, when you're ready to retire, just let me know. I got you covered. So yeah, I don't even know what that means, but I think The Rock just made it rain metaphorically. If you want to see the video, it's the cutest thing ever. There's so much love between The Rock and this old wrestling coach. Go follow Marcus and Sandy. Go like the Facebook page, and you'll see the post right there up on our blog. Wrong button. Stand by.
That's what's trending today in the Bay.
Now you know what to talk about with your friends, even if it's over Zoom.
Get caught up every morning at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50 a.m.
And connect anytime with the Marcus and Sandy blog at 101.3.com.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy, and it's time to give up some cash.
Yep. I want to remind you, tomorrow night on Fox, it's the fastest, most high-stakes musical guessing game in history. It's coming back to TV. It's called Name That Tune, and we're going to play with you right now.
Good morning. Who's this?
My name's Ricky.
All right, Ricky, you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, we've got $750 up for grabs. How many notes can you name the next tune?
Give me like three.
Okay.
Three notes? So, okay. Do we give him a hint?
I'll even give you a couple of hints. It's an artist we play all the time here on Star 101.3, and she just released two albums in 6 months last year. And she's one of the biggest artists we play. Noodle on that and listen to this. Give me the title and the artist. Go.
I think it's Taylor Swift. Shake It Off.
You win. Done.
Really?
Ricky, you just won $750.
What?
Hey, I've never won anything on the radio before.
Savage.
This is the best day ever. So congratulations.
Oh, I'm going to buy some car parts.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. As soon as we had a guy on the line, I'm like, they're not going to know Taylor Swift. And look at you go.
I know Taylor. She's tight. She's
only now you can be proud of it. Congratulations, bro.
Thank you.
All right, don't miss the premiere of Name That Tune. The host Jane Krakowski and band leader Randy Jackson. That's going to be right after the new hit Mask Competition, The Masked Dancer.
Yeah, the night of musical guessing games begins. It all starts tomorrow night at 8 on Fox, and we'll play again tomorrow for more cash on Star 101.3. So I can see clearly now, Jimmy Cliff, more music, more variety, Star 101.3, bright and sunny, and not according to what I'm seeing. I'm looking on my Doppler right now, Sandy. And rain tomorrow. I guess it's going to be clear today. So I think we're in the clear today. Rain tomorrow, clear Thursday. And then I was mistaken earlier. We've got partly cloudy Saturday and Sunday, or excuse me, over the weekend. So
I mean, it is winter. We have to expect it.
It's cold. It's 46 degrees in San Francisco right now. That's cold if you're from California.
Sweater weather.
Yeah. It is. It's sweater weather. Also, a cup of coffee just to keep your hands warm, not necessarily to drink. Am I right?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for having us on this morning. More cash on the way for you. Nina's on the way next after 10 o'clock. More star music plus $1,000. And it's happening just about every single hour. 10:25, your next shot to win. We will talk to you tomorrow morning.